worship you. I worship you. You are here. You're working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. And you are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. You are, you are. Way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. You are here. Touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are healing. You're healing every heart. Thank you, Jesus. I worship you. I worship you. You are here. In your turning lives around, I worship you. I worship you. You are here. You are here. In your mending every heart, I worship you.
God bless every one of you. And God's in your bed. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Zion, God bless you in the name of Jesus. Ezekiel Charles, my awesome fashion designer. God bless you so much. It's an honor to have you all, friend. God bless everyone. Jesus, my chicken. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Jesus, my God bless you in the name of Jesus. In the course of this program, I have a message for you, Jesus, my chicken. God bless you. I want you, as a journey right now, as a teenager right now, just start praying in the Spirit. Just be praying in the Spirit. Join us as we are praying in the Spirit. Just be praying in tongues. Give him thanks. God bless you, Sandra, all the way from Calabar. Share the broadcast. Marikata. Perenoso perata. Maratoso perada. Karatoso kohorikata. Yete karatoso per ekata. Baradoshe eranozo. Marugadabase per eradoso koruta kapete ferete tekerete.
Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop working. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop working. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I pray for everyone that is present now, watching, and those that will join later, Lord. We come before you, Father, in the name of your Son, Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I present everyone that is going to be watching this or listening to this, wherever they are listening it. I present them to your heavenly hands, O Lord. And I commit their ears to your hands. And I commit their spirit to your hands. And I ask, oh Lord, that you open their eyes to see. Open their eyes of understanding, oh Lord. Open their spiritual ears to hear and understand. And help them not just to hear the word, but to be doers of the word. And at the end, that your name alone be glorified in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, make those things that seems impossible, possible in their lives as they watch and as they listen. And may you, O Lord, increase them in their areas of activities in the name of Jesus. For those that are believing you for spiritual gifts, O Lord, stir it up, O Lord, in them, O Lord, by the power of the Holy Spirit that lives in us, O Lord. Stir it up, O Lord, in them, O Lord, and help them to attain greater height in life in the name of Jesus. And may the words that we are going to preach today, O Lord, may it be a blessing to everyone listening, Lord. Father, I ask, O Lord, that you take charge over my tongue, and over my words. Now, whatever I speak, O Lord, shall be deep from the Spirit of the living God, Lord. That which you want them to hear, O Lord, cause them to know it, O Lord. That which you want them to understand, cause them to understand it, O Lord. That which you want them to experience, O Lord, cause them to experience it, O Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Every one of you, wherever you're watching from, however you're watching, whether you're listening as an audio, whether you're watching as a rebroadcast, you are heavily blessed and mightily blessed in the name of Jesus. God bless you in the name of Jesus. God bless you heavily in the name of Jesus. Mari kata karita esepere doso perudaka. Rina zube eradushe karakate karina supe ereda baradusi. Yanunaga de eranoso pereduce karate. Kereno sope eradusha, berena mariba duzo eradase. Father, open the atmosphere of impossibility made possible in their life. Let the atmosphere of impossibility made possible. Open that atmosphere in their life, O Lord, and open their eyes to see from the scriptures. In the name of Jesus, I pray. God bless every one of you wherever you're watching from. In Jesus' name. God bless you, Zion, Joshua. God bless you, Amanda. God bless you, blessing Atta. God bless you, Obingozi. God bless every one of you wherever you're watching from. And God lift you higher in the name of Jesus. And as you're watching, I pray that you share this broadcast. Every one of you that you're tuned in right now, share the broadcast. Be an extension of my hand. And tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend that we are alive. To be a blessing to everyone that is watching in the name of Jesus. We've been receiving countless of testimonies from our online brothers and sisters, and I'm so happy for the testimony that has been happening in so many people's life. So many striking testimonies. At a point, we have to stop even posting some of the testimonies because it now made the page look like just a page full of just testimonies. And we're seeing mind-blowing testimonies. We're seeing all sort of testimonies. We've seen God healing people, delivering self, delivery issue of blood, people that never thought they would be pregnant. We're seeing God doing wonders in the life of so many people, Lord. And I'm so grateful for what God is doing in the life of everyone that is watching. And I say, may that same God that keep doing this, may He keep doing it in your life in the name of Jesus. And for those of you that are believing God for testimonies, I pray that today unlocks your testimonies in the name of Jesus. Today's topic, I want to talk about mentorship. I want us to take a close look on mentorship because I believe it's going to help us mightily and powerfully in the name of Jesus. So I really want us to get closer to the teaching today and pay serious attention to whatever I'm going to be teaching today, because, you know, a lot of people don't understand. Some people say, why do I need a mentor? Some people agree to have a mentor. Some people say, okay, is it the same thing with mentor and spiritual father? Your spiritual father can be your mentor. You can have a spiritual father and have other mentors. You can have one mentor. You can have many mentors. But you can always have one spiritual father. I believe that. I believe you can only have one spiritual father. Based on what I've seen in the Bible, just one spiritual father. But I know you can have many mentors. I mean, we have Moses in a way, Moses as our mentor. We have Prophet Elijah as our mentor. We have Prophet Elisha as our mentor. We have Daniel as a mentor. We have all the characters, all the great characters that you see in the Bible, David, Solomon, Isaac, Jacob, Abraham, all these are our mentors, because we study their lives and we learn a lot from their lives. And by studying their life, it's in a way they are speaking to us. They're speaking life into us. They're speaking spiritual growth into us, and thereby helping us to grow in spirit. And one of the best, and Jesus Christ, of course, is the chief mentor. So you can't remove him from the picture. He is the chief mentor. You don't call Jesus Christ my mentor. You call him, he's the chief mentor, the high priest mentor, the high mentor, the almighty mentor, the originator of mentors. So but now the course of this teaching is going to be a serious teaching. So we're going to be doing it every Wednesday and Friday as well till we are done with the serious teaching on mentorship. And each of the classes, whenever I'm done with each of the classes, I give you room to ask questions so that we can, I can be certain that you truly understand what I'm saying. And I believe everyone can hear me clearly. Is that correct? Everyone can hear me clearly. Is that correct? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, that's wonderful. It's good to know that everyone can hear me clearly. God bless you all in the name of Jesus. So before we start today, there's something I want to clear out. Now, one of the questions we often get most times is that, should we have mentors? You know, okay, now we're not talking about, I'm going to talk about spiritual father, but not now, not on this series. But I want to give an introduction to mentorship. What is mentorship? When you hear mentor, what is a mentor? Who is a mentor? And what does it stand? And what do you stand to gain from a mentor? Because you are a mentee or an apprentice. So it's very, very important that we come to that understanding to know what we stand to actually gain. You know, it's important to understand these things, that why do you need a mentor? Why should you submit yourself unto someone to mentor you? Why should you take someone's teaching and learn from the person's teaching? These are important. Why not just go straight to Jesus and learn everything you can from Jesus? Why do I necessarily need mentors? You see, it's important, but we need to come to that understanding that, you see, there are so many people out there in the Bible that the Bible spoke about. We have Elijah and Elisha. Now, Elisha was anointed. No doubt about that. Before, when Elijah met Elisha, he anointed him. But Elisha said, oh, wait, hold on, let me take the sheep to here. Let me meet my family and say greetings to them. Then I'll come and follow you. And Elisha left everything and followed Elijah. And where he was following Elijah, though that the anointing that Elisha carried was active and has the ability to do miracles, had the ability to do healing, had the ability to raise the dead, had the ability to do so many, all kinds of things. But Elisha do not know how to express those anointings. So he's wanting to have a particular thing and he's wanting to know how to use them. You can have a car and have a car key. You can have a key to your, you can have a car, have the key, and yet not know how to drive it. You can buy yourself a private jet and still not know how to ride it. Or don't even know how to employ someone to drive you on it or ride you on it. So it's important to have mentors, because mentors help us to grow. Mentors. Now, so if you have a mentor, the mentor help you to attain certain level in the spirit. Now, because I'm a minister of God, so I'm going to be bringing everything more into the spiritual realm. So the mentorship stuff I'm going to be teaching has to do with the spiritual realm. And I really want everyone to pay maximum attention. And I believe everyone can hear me loud and clear. God bless you, Helen. Helen, God bless you. God bless you. It's good to see you too. It's good to see you. I miss you too. So it's important that we come to that understanding. So what is a mentor, or who is a mentor? A mentor is a person or a friend who guides a less experienced person by building trust and modeling positive behavior. So a mentor is actually someone that transfers knowledge to you. A mentor is someone that actually helps you not make much mistakes in life. Mentor is someone that actually has passed through a particular road and knows the routes, and knows the routes in which you ought to follow in order to avoid certain complications in the way. A mentor is someone who has passed through what you plan to pass through. A mentor is someone who has seen something you are about to see. A mentor is someone who has experienced something you are yet to experience. A mentor is someone who is 10 steps ahead of you, 20 steps ahead of you, 50 steps ahead of you, 5 steps ahead of you. A mentor is someone who is going to be honest to use his own life experience to guide you in the right path. A mentor is not just someone that gives you guidance. A mentor gives you impartation by knowledge, by anointing. So mentorship is highly important. And this is the reason why a lot of people miss it out. You find that when people are married, they don't have sponsors or mentors in marriage. I advise everyone, if you are married, you need to have a mentor in marriage. And you need to have a spiritual mentor as well in marriage. you have a mentor, someone that has been married for over 12 years, 11 years, 10 years, 9 years, and you've seen their marriage is successful. You've seen their marriage is successful. Those people, you can make them mentors because you have seen something about their marriage and you admire it. So you can make those people your mentors. Then in other aspects also, you have a spiritual mentor, more like a spiritual father. And you have observed this family. You have seen how they grow. So you have two different kind of mentors, one that guides you naturally and one that guides you spiritually, supernaturally. So now when you have, if you are married and you have a mentor in marriage, whenever there is issues, things arise, you someone you can trust and confide in that you are sure will not expose what your dark secrets in the public. So when you call him and say, sir, I'm going through this, he says, oh, yeah, I went through that too with my wife, but this is the solution. This is what I did and I scaled through. So he advises you and you can try the same thing and it works for you. Okay? A mentor is that person that your wife can also call to and say, mommy, I'm having this issue. My husband, blah, 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 blah. And the mentor can, and the wife can actually call your husband. So a mentor is someone you actually have to respect. So if it's a mentorship in terms of marriage, both the husband and the wife must respect whoever is the mentor. If it's a mentor in spiritual guidance, both the husband and the wife must respect whoever that is their spiritual mentor. So these things are important. I don't know if someone is getting blessed. So these things are important because these are the avenues in life that we neglect and we see it of not of an importance. Whereas it plays a major role in our life. God bless you, Divine Grace, John. Whereas it plays a major role in our life and we neglect them a lot. So now I'm going to be talking about mentorship. We said that a mentor is a person or a friend who guides a less experienced person. So whoever your mentor does not have, you can be older than your mentor, and yet the person is your mentor. I mean, Jesus mentored the 12 disciples. Most of the, if not all of the 12 disciples, are older than him. But he mentored them. In this time, the age difference does not matter. What matters is the knowing, the experience, the understanding, the knowledge in which the mentor has. A mentor is someone you see an experience, you see knowledge, you see power, you see something you can learn from. And you learning from this person, you are now a mentee. I hope this is not confusing. I hope everyone is getting the point I'm making here. So a mentor is someone that has more knowledge than you, more experience than you, and has seen certain things in life, has passed through similar things you are about to pass through. Someone that you have seen a track record of and seen, this person has passed through this, is successful in this particular area of life, and I want him to mentor me in this particular area of life. You can have a mentor that mentors you in a particular field in life. Let's say you have an issue, you want to grow financially, and you have a mentor that understands how finances work, that understands business management. You can go through that mentor. Let the person mentor you because he knows more than you. So he mentors you and helps you. So some of the mistakes he made in his past, he will not allow you to make that kind of mistake because he will correct you and guide you. Praise the Lord Jesus. So, I don't know if someone is getting this. So it's important that we come to this understanding. It's highly important that we come to this understanding because it's going to help our teaching today. I believe everyone is getting blessed. Thank you very much. I'm happy. So share the broadcast so that someone be a blessing. So this didn't be a blessing to someone. Now we're going to talk about maybe three examples of what you have to understand from a mentor. Now we have, okay, let me use examples of people that in the Bible that have actually passed through similar kind of, is everyone still with me? I feel like the network is fluctuating, so I'm trying to be sure that everyone is still with me. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Can you still see me? Can everyone still see me? Thank you, Jesus. Trying to check to be sure that I'm still live and everyone can still see me. there's a problem. I think you can hear me, but you can't see me also. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I think we're having a break in transmission. Thank you, Jesus. So just hold on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, I noticed the video is paused. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, so we're going to be doing a new, probably we have to close the page and open it again. So everyone should just follow us on the other page again. I'm sorry about that. Maybe we are having some network challenge here and with a view. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, I think we're back. Everybody can see me? Jesus. Wow. This is funny. Now we have to just start readjusting everything again. But we thank God for everything, though. The Bible says in all conditions, we'll give thanks to God. So I'm happy that we're back. The devil is a liar. This message has to be preached. And everyone has to be blessed through this message as well. All right, we're back. We're back. God bless everyone watching. God bless you. Thank you for not going off. Thank you for staying with us. Just some little challenge, and we have to just fix everything back again. All right, God bless every one of you. Thank you for holding on and waiting with us. God bless you all mightily in the name of Jesus. The devil is a liar. The devil does not want us to teach this, but we have to teach this because this is going to be a blessing to everyone watching. Mighty blessing to everyone watching in the name of Jesus. So thank you very much. So it's an awesome day again, once again. So we're talking about, now let's look at examples of those that operate in this dimension in the spirit. Let's look at example of those who operate in this dimension in the spirit and what they benefited and what they gained. Now, Elijah, I talked about Elijah and Elisha. And we saw the story of, I mean, it's a popular story. We saw the story of Elijah and Elisha, that though Elisha was anointed, but Elisha had no idea on how to use his anointing. In my own understanding. Because it was through the mentorship of Elijah. So Elijah was the spiritual father of Elisha and also a mentor to Elisha. And there was a lot that Elisha learned. There was a lot Elisha learned from. In fact, Elisha learned everything Elijah had to the extent that Elisha was able to inherit the spirit, double portion of the spirit of Elijah. In fact, that is mind-blowing. He learned so much that he understood the signs of miracle. He understood the voice of God. He understood everything about how God operates. He understood how to heal the sick, how to even raise the dead. In fact, he understood so many mysteries. How did he learn all this? Because he was mentored by Elijah. He was mentored by Elijah. So by following Elijah, he was able to grow in the spirit and learn a lot. So he was able to follow Elijah and learn a lot from Elijah. So, and this is something that we need to come to an understanding of. It's something that we all need to come to the understanding. It is highly important. It is mightily important. It is heavily expected of us to come to this understanding. Are you following? I don't know if you're following me. Now, we look at the story of Samuel and Eli. That's Eli and Samuel. Now, Samuel was anointed. Samuel means I asked of him or something from God. I've forgotten the full meaning of Samuel. But then again, Samuel was also anointed. But Eli played a vital role by helping Samuel to understand the voice of God. So it's possible to hear the voice of God and not know it's from God. So in the story of Samuel and Eli, we found out that if not for Eli, Samuel would not have known the voice of God. Because the first time God called Eli, God called Samuel. Samuel rushed to Eli and said, "Did you call me master?" He said, "No, I did not call you." The second time he said, "Did you call me master?" He said, "No, I did not call you." The third time he said, "Did you call me?" He said, "No, I didn't call you." But Eli, because of his experience and his dealing with God, understood that this is the voice of God calling Samuel. So he said, whenever he calls you, tell him, "Here I am, Lord. Speak to me, your servant hears." And that was, so the experience and the knowledge that Eli had allow Samuel to be able to hear the voice of God. So now you might be asking, how come God did not teach Samuel how to hear the voice of God? Why will God do that? God knows that you have someone. See, in the kingdom of God, you have to learn from one another. That's why the Bible says, iron sharpening iron. We strengthen one another. That is why Jesus Christ came to do the will of the Father. The Holy Ghost came to do the will of Jesus Christ. That is why we have to deny our will to do the will of the Father. It's about teamwork. We are united in Christ. Everything about God the Father, the Son, and is about unity. For two cannot walk together except they're in agreement. For one will chase away 1,000, two will chase away 10,000. Everything God has created is about unity. And that unity cannot work together except we have what they call relationship. And relationship is only possible in mentorship. It's very much possible in mentorship. Now, we saw the story of Joshua and Moses. So there's so many of them. So many of them, if we can count. So many of them. So these things are important, and these are the things that will help us to grow. So today, I want to do an introduction of this topic. So we begin to allow ourselves to be mentored, to be taught, to be opened up in the spirit. We begin to allow ourselves to be taught. See, if you're a teacher and you don't know how to learn from others, you're not a teacher. You must be willing to be taught. And you must be willing to learn. You must be willing to learn, unlearn, and relearn. You must have a teachable spirit in order for you to operate in the high dimension in the things of the spirit. You must not assume you know everything. You have to learn from here and learn from here and try to see the perspective by which everyone is bringing, because when prophecy comes in part, we know in part. But when the time will come, when the time is right, we will know all things. But for now, we see in part and we prophesy in part. So it's important to come to that understanding. Now, the Bible says something important in the book of Proverbs 22, verse 6, they train up a child in the way he will grow. So when he grows, he will not depart from it. Now, a mentor trains you. I'm still going to give you the qualities you need to know while picking a mentor. So with time, I'm going to open it up to that. Now, it's like, for example, some people call me on the phone and say, "I want you to be my spiritual father." I will say, "Before I become a spiritual father, have you prayed about it?" I say, "Yes, I've prayed about it. God said you are the one." It's okay. I'm going to put you in a spiritual mentee class. And I put them in a mentorship class. Sometime in a week, I will not say anything. Some of them will start leaving. Because they can't tarry. So they were not drawn because God told them to be drawn to me. They were drawn because of they saw the miracles, they saw the testimony. They also were like, this man of God can be a blessing to me, and they just wanted to father them. Then you not test them, you not bring them. See, nobody just fathers someone. Sometimes before you father or mentor someone, you test them to see their endurance level, to see their understanding, to see. You don't just mentor someone who is not serious. If someone is not serious, you can't mentor the person, because you mentor only people that are serious. So if you choose me as a mentor, I have to choose you as a mentee. You understand? So these things are very, very important. So if you choose me as a mentor, I have to also choose you as a mentee. And this thing is highly, highly important. You understand what I'm saying? Marikata ekarato kope. Yene suto kurata kate ekarate. Reba radoje eranuzo karanasete eranusa. I don't know if someone is getting blessed here. I don't know if someone is getting blessed. Because I want someone to be getting blessed. Jesus. Thank you, Father. Okay, I don't know why calls are just coming. I'll call you back. I'm teaching, okay? I'll call you back. So this thing is very, very important that we come to that understanding. It's highly important that we come to this understanding. Highly important that we come to this understanding. Because it's going to bless us mightily. Now, so the Bible says, train up a child in a way he will grow, and when he grows, he will not depart from it. So that is what mentorship is all about. Someone volunteers to take you up and train you. To help you, in this part of the country, we learn that a lot. Where people send, they call it boy, to do boy or apprenticeship. Where they send you to go and learn something to stay with a man for 7 years. And after that 7 years, you learn how the trading works, you learn how the business works, you learn how the man does the selling and buying and everything. At the end of the day, the man might settle with just 500,000 or 300,000 or 1 million, depending on how you served him. If he feels like you served him well and you didn't take any of his money, you didn't eat any of his money or you didn't lavish his money, he settles you well. Now, you don't have that money he's giving you, is not a money for you to start up a big business. It's a money for you to start something. He has, what the main thing he gave to you was the knowledge, not even the money. The money is of no value to you in a way. The most important, because even if you stayed with that man for 7 years and he didn't impact the knowledge of how his business works, if he gives you that money, even if he gives you 10 million, you waste the money. So, but the value of the thing that you achieve is the mentoring, whereby you saw how he used to buy goods. He buys 1 naira and sell 1.5 naira. So that thing, you understood the customers he has, how he makes business transactions and everything. And keep in mind that those customers are also your customers, because you are the one that those customers always meet. So the little amount of money that the man gives you, 500,000, 300,000, 700,000, 1 million, is just a token of something to start something with. Which the same way, that same man also served someone, and that person gave him that little. Nobody was born in this world rich. Nobody was just born rich. If I was born rich, my father was not born rich. If my father was born rich, his grandfather was not born rich. If my grandfather was not born rich, his great-grandfather was not born rich. There are lots of people, God, they gave birth to you, and God give them 10 billion and say, nah, you are born, take 10 billion. No. People work hard for these things. And you cannot be successful in life if you don't have a mentor. If you don't know what mentorship is, if you don't have a mentor, you can't grow. Your growth in the spirit will be limited. Your growth in life will be limited. For example, some people call me on the phone, and what I do is I mentor them on the phone. Yes, there's something like a short mentorship. I mentor them on the phone. They say, man of God, I want to get married. I say, how old are you? He said, I'm 22. I said, then why are you rushing to get married? He said, my friends are getting married. And when I counsel that person, I speak with the person in terms and, bring the person to reality. Or where the person is, and eventually they will be like, thank you, man of God. He said, I've been praying and fasting. I said, this is what you pray for. People say, man of God, I want to be wealthy. I want you to pray for me that all doors will be open. And I say, have you prayed? He said, I've been praying, I've been fasting, I've gone to so many churches, I've done so many things, and yet the door is not open. I said, why will you open? Do you like giving? He said, when was the last time you paid your tithe? It's been 2 years now. What was the last time you go to the orphanage? I used to go only on my birthdays. Then how do you expect to be wealthy? There is a principle governing wealth. You give and you receive. So what I did was open the person to that understanding. So if you don't have a mentor that can mentor you into understanding the things of the spirit, you will be limited. You can be heavily anointed. God will appear to you and place his hand on you, and you will still be useless. Because you don't have someone that can mentor you into understanding the grace and the dimension in which God has brought you in. Before God brings you to a dimension, there are some people he has brought into that dimension. And if you are not aware of those people, you will make a lot of mistakes in that dimension before you master it. So why make those mistakes before you master it, when you can meet someone who is already there that can make it easier for you? So these things are important. It's like, for example, you want to cook rice, but you don't have any idea on how to cook rice. So what you now did was that you now went there, boiled rice, brought rice like that, washed it, boiled it, and leave it for 30 minutes, and eventually everything spoiled. And you say, what's happening? Why is it smelling burnt? You bring it out again. You wash rice, put it again, and say, let me wait. You waited, then you were able to succeed without it getting burnt. Fine. Then how do you now make the stew? You brought tomato, raw tomato, put it. Good man, you put it, bring water, put it, and everything. Put ugu, everything raw, without cutting anything. Put meat included and put it on the stove. Then you now thought of, it should be oil. You pour oil. Pour, which other funny thing will you add? Pour red oil. Pour it. And you now waited for it. And after it, everything looks like it is done and boiled. You know that there is a difference between this and what you used to eat outside. But when you test, you find that everything is actually alive, though it was cooked. So now you make series of mistakes in order for you to learn. So why make those series of mistakes in order for you to learn? Whereas you can meet someone who has been there, who can lecture you and teach you the steps. And thereby, you avoid making mistakes. You avoid wasting those money. You avoid wasting those money. That is what mentorship is all about. So I need if you can be one, Baba. So this is what mentorship is all about. You need someone that can mentor you. I have some of my sons in the Lord that I mentor them. I tell them I'm not actually your spiritual father, but I'm more like a mentor to you. And I mentor them on the things that I can. I advise them. And God will always allow those that I can be of help to come towards me. And I teach them on things. Because they will ask questions. Some of them will call and ask questions. I'll be out. In my own case, this is what I did. Sometimes I'll tell them, sometimes if I don't know, I'll be like, I don't know. Let me find from someone who have better experience. Yes, that is what mentorship is all about. If it has to do with me linking you to a friend of mine that has better knowledge on that thing, I will link you up to that person so you gain more knowledge. In this thing of the spirit, there is nothing like, this is my own, no, this person is my own, no. No, this is spirituality. This is spirituality. If someone was not willing to impact me, I wouldn't be here. And I'm here to impact others, to make you understand all these things and the importance of all these things. I don't know if someone is actually getting blessed here. I don't know if someone is getting blessed. I really don't know if someone is getting blessed. So it's very, very important. So it's very, very important. Marato sokorekata eranashate. So these things are important, heavily and highly important. You understand? So like I said, I just want to introduce the topic today. I just want to do an introduction of the topic because there's a lot we're going to look into. I don't know if you are happy for this teaching and this topic. Please just indicate and say that I'm happy for the topic because I want it to be a blessing to every one of you. Someone said, I'm blessed to be mentored by you. God bless 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 you, anointed faith man. God bless you. So these things are important, and we don't take it lightly. Don't take it lightly. Like, okay, now let me open you up something. I'm married, and I have a spiritual mentor. My spiritual father and my spiritual mother are also mentors in my marriage. Now I have an uncle who is married for over 11 years. Beautiful, happily married. He's also my sponsor and also my mentor in marriage. So I learn from the two. One gives me a spiritual balance. One gives me the natural balance. And because of this, I can avoid making unnecessary mistakes in life. Because if you get to a point where I don't understand, the Lord will tell me, seek this person counsel. I'll seek this person counsel. No, so this is a spiritual counsel. Seek a spiritual advisor. I speak a spiritual advice. And this way, your life can be stable. But when you say, you don't need a mentor, you know everything, everything, blah, 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 you will fall. Because you don't have a mentor. Books are also mentors. You can be mentored by a book. But I advise, depending on the kind of book you read, you can be mentored. Now, this is a book on kingly anointing. By Daddy Omar or by Kingly Anointing. Now, if I read this book opens, imparts knowledge to me. And through this book, Daddy Omar mentors me. Through this book, I can be mentored by the writer. So if I read this thing, I see a perspective of how Daddy Omar sees certain situations in life. And thereby, he is actually mentoring me. Now, if I read this book by Bill Hammond, that says prophet. Now, if I read this book by Bill Hammond, that says prophets, pitfalls, and principles. Now, when I read this book, I've not met Bill Hammond, but the knowledge he has imparted in this book has mentored me. So I don't know if we are getting blessed, because I really want us to get blessed. God bless you, Divine Grace. I'm happy that this message is blessing you people. I'm happy that it's blessing everyone watching. Because these things will open us up to a dimension in the spirit. It will open us up to a dimension in the spirit. So, on Friday, we're going to continue teaching on this as well. On Friday. There's a lady I said I have a prophecy for. Is she online? On Friday, we're going to continue a teaching on this, which is very, very important. Now, there are differences between spiritual father and mentor. I'm going to be teaching on that on Friday. Important aspect of mentorship. I'm going to teach you about that on, that's on Friday. So these things are important. I'm going to also look at things a mentor can do to help a mentee. Those things are important. These are the aspects I'm going to open you up to so you know how to pick a mentor. You don't just wake up in the morning and say, this is my mentor. See, your friend, I can mentor your friend and your friend can be successful. I can mentor you and you might not be successful. Why? Because it depends on the goal. You can't want to be a fish farmer and go and meet someone that harvests, that plants plantain and seek advice. You can't be an animal farmer. You want to be an animal farmer and you went and meet someone that is a plant farmer and seek an opinion or seek advice on how to take care of an animal farm. It's not going to happen. You meet someone that is in line with whatever you want to go through. When you see a man of God or any man and there is something about that man that you like and you want to know it and you see that that person has a basic understanding and a certain kind of experience in that field, you go to that person and you say, teach me. He's not saying, no, I'm following you. No, you meet the person. You call the person on the phone and say, please, I want you to mentor me on this. Then you keep asking questions. If you want to be mentored, you must learn how to ask questions. If you are a mentee, the only way an apprentice, someone that is mentoring will not always call you and say, look, do this. No. Sometimes is your questions. I'm having this challenge. He tells you what to do. How can I get out of this? He tells you what to do. I need help on this. He tells you what to do. A mentor does not always tell you what to do, except you ask. So if you don't ask, he assumes you already know. So when you ask, he knows you don't know. Then he opens you up. A mentor, you can meet a mentor, and the only thing the mentor will do will give you another book of another man of God to read. Or he will say, listen to a teaching on a particular tape of this man of God. And when you listen to that teaching, you know exactly what you want to do. And mentors are people that study a lot. Mentors study a lot. So you as a mentee, to be mentored, you make sure that the person that is mentoring you is someone that studies a lot. That is why you see me, I keep reading. I have heavy mentors. Hey, Jesus. I have heavy mentors. I mean heavy mentors. That I can be with them on the phone for 3 good hours. I'm learning a lot. Some of them I can just go and sit down and watch them. Sometimes I don't even need them. I don't even need them to advise me. I just watch them talk. And when I watch them talk, I see wisdom. Sometimes I just bring their sermons and I put their sermons. I listen to their sermon and I'm shouting, oh my God, how is this person getting this revelation? Because they are my mentors. You saw a picture of me with Apostle Orupa Michael. It was wonderful meeting him. He's one of my mentors. I've listened to his sermons countless of times and it was an honor to meet such a great man of God. Same with Apostle Chidi, Apostle Joel. It was an honor meeting these people. Are people that one way they have blessed the body of Christ. So sitting with them and learning from them, I call them and I ask questions. I keep learning, never stop learning. The best way to learn is that bring yourself down to the lowest and learn from people that believe that they're in the highest. There are certain things that people know that you don't know. And if you act as if you know, you will not learn from them. So when people that knows are speaking, you that don't have a complete knowledge of what they know, keep quiet and learn so that you will have a complete knowledge. Not so that you can brag that you have a complete knowledge. But when if someone knows something you don't know, it's a point for you to know that you need to keep quiet and learn. If there is something I know that you don't know, and you want to know from me, I'll tell you. But if you don't want to know from me, I will not tell you. But if there's something you know and I don't know, trust me, I, in Chukwuemeka Emmanuela, I will ask you a question till I get it out of you. And when I get it out of you, it helps me. I honor you even more. I appreciate your knowing, and I appreciate you feeding me information. I prefer you give me knowledge than you give me money. The best money can do for me is to buy food and eat. But knowledge will give me open doors beyond my imagination. That you call me on the phone and I pray for you and you get healed. One is the anointing. Two is the knowledge. Of course, we know the power of God. God did everything. But the knowledge by which I understand certain principles helps me to be able to assist you. So I need to learn more. So when you sow a seed of 5,000 to a man of God, you're not doing him any favor. The knowledge has impacted you is more. You are suffering from a particular sickness. You have cancer, and the man of God prays for you, and the cancer goes. Do you know that if you have to treat that cancer, do you know how much you will spend? And based on the volumes of books he has read, he was willing to allow himself to be used by God. A man of God can choose not to be used by God over your life. You say, no, I know I can. He pray for the person to get you, but I will not. Yes, God will be upset with him and deal with him for that. But you will suffer or you die. Yes. We see what happened in the book. You think it's a lie? Look at what happened to Jonah. Jonah refused. He said, I'm not going to Nineveh. Why would I go there? If I preach, they will repent. I don't want to go. If Jonah did not go, Nineveh will perish. So God has to find a way to still bring Jonah to and understand that Jonah has to repent and go to preach. Because Jonah is the only one that can preach to Nineveh. If Jesus refused to come, everybody will perish. But he chose. He said, my life, I have the right. I chose. I chose it. I chose to give up my life and take it back. He had nobody forced him to come and die. He chose to go according to the will of the Father. So these things are things that we need to understand. So these things opens up to a dimension in the spirit that we need to understand. Mentorship is highly powerful. Very, very powerful. Mentorship is very, very powerful. Very highly powerful. So, but you must be mentored by the right person. You see what happened to Gehazi and Elisha? Gehazi wanted to be mentored by Elisha, but Gehazi had an interior motive. He was in love with material things, not spiritual things. And because he was in love with material things, he ended up with leprosy. So I can mentor you, but if your purpose of being mentored by me is different, you might be mentored by me, but at the end of the day, you receive nothing. This is very deep. It's possible that I can mentor you for 10 years and at the end of the day you receive nothing because the motive by which you want me to mentor you matters. Some people that are around me prophesy. Some people that are around me, they see vision. They'll say, man of God, I saw vision. One of the members in my church called me and said, I had a vision of paradise. I was like, whoa, that's awesome. Why wouldn't you have a vision when you are around the atmosphere of a prophet by the mercy and the grace of God? You are under the atmosphere of a prophet. Of course, you have to prophesy. We saw in the Bible those that came closer to the prophet started prophesying. So when you are around the atmosphere of a prophet, you prophesy. But if you say, I've gotten the gift of prophecy, let me go. If you go out from that mentor, you might find out that the atmosphere by which you are being relevant is because of the atmosphere by which that man of God carries. And when you abstain yourself from that man of God, you find out that you can't prophesy. You say, what happened? What happened to me? No, it's not what happened to you. You didn't serve enough for that anointing to belong to you. You serve with an interior motive. I don't know if someone is getting blessed. I'm taking you so deep in this thing right now. Because I want to open you up to this dimension in the spirit. I want you to see the reality of things in the spirit. So I don't want you to miss this series. I don't want you, it's the series teaching. It might take us 1 month. It might take us just 3 weeks. But I'm going to be doing series teaching now to help you all understand deep things. And after this series, we might be going a series on dreams or visions or whatever as the Lord leads. Okay. It's like, for example, now, I want you to understand this. Who mentors you matters a lot. If I mentor you, you have possibilities. You can be connected to the people that are connected to me. If Daddy Joshua Selman mentors you, you'll be connected to people that are connected to Daddy Joshua Selman. If Apostle Michael Oropo mentors you, you'll be going to be around it. Now, how did I meet Apostle Michael Oropo? I have someone who I seek advice, who in a way mentors me. I call him and I seek opinions on Bible things. I'd be like, why? Okay, now I need more clarification on this. And the person puts me right. So through that same man of God, through that same apostle, I got linked to Apostle Michael Oropo. So if I was not mentored by such individual that has a kind of heart to allow me to be connected to someone, some people would be pride, oh no, why will you bless you are leaving me to connect someone else? But because of the kind of heart he has, he was able to link me to another man of God, to be blessed by such atmosphere. So whoever that mentors you, gives you wings in a way to fly. They link you up to people that matters in their own cycle so that you begin to have feather to stand. So, our Joshua Selman is an awesome teacher. Aaron Mosai, powerful teacher. Daddy Aaron Mosai, powerful apostle. Oh, there are so many great men of God. Reverend Gospower Anaso, powerful teacher. There are so many great men of God in the world. I'm telling you, so many great men of God. So many anointed men of God. So many. So these things are important. So I believe we've been teaching for over 51 minutes. I have to go. So, it is right to have more than one mentor. You can have about 5-7 mentors. But just make sure that whatever they are mentoring you is something that is in line. You don't say, if any of them have different view on a particular thing, it can confuse you. So follow, like, I'm being mentored by Kenneth Hagin in a whole lot of ways. I'm not saying Kenneth Hagin, but I've been mentored by Kenneth Hagin in so many ways. I read a lot of his books, and pretty much when people listen to me talk, they say, Kai, you are drinking from the anointing of Kenneth Hagin. Yes. I drink a lot from his anointing. When people say, I preach like Joshua, like Apostle Joshua Selman. Yes, I've drank from his anointing on several occasions. I listen to his tapes. I follow him up, and most people say I act like him in a way as well. So people say I react like my spiritual father, Reverend Gospower. My reaction is like him. So you see, these are my mentors. And the more I get mentored by them, I have a particular person that mentors me on demonology. Anything that has to do with deliverance and everything. Ah, Apostle Tochukwu, awesome teacher, awesome. So these people helps you to grow. So you can have different mentors, but don't conflict them. Have this one that mentors you on this one that mentors you on this so that you grow. But you have one spiritual father. So you need a mentor, you need mentors, you need a spiritual father. Your spiritual father can also be your mentor. But the most important thing you need in all these things is that you must be submissive to them. If you're not submissive, you can't inherit any anointing. See, you don't need to be close to me. Just because you respect the anointing that I operate with, you watch the videos, you share the videos, you partake of the ministry, you find one way to support the ministry or help the ministry, not financially, but maybe you are praying for the ministry, praying for us, or sharing the videos and everything. You start seeing yourself operating in the same dimension as I'm operating. If I have a spiritual thing, this is a spiritual matter. So even if you are far place, and because you are connected to this ministry, you can operate with the grace that is operational in this CEO ministry. Real and direct. But if you are connecting to the ministry and you don't just come, you collect. You keep collecting from the ministry. You collect wisdom. You collect knowledge. But you don't find a way to be partnering with the ministry. You don't find a way to connect. Either by sharing videos, by praying for the ministry, or by financially supporting the ministry. You don't expect the atmosphere to come upon you. You don't share the videos. You listen to our messages, but you don't share the videos. You don't support in the ministry. You don't even pray for the ministry. You don't even pray for the pastors or the men of God. There is no way the atmosphere can work with you. It's not possible. It can't. I'm not seeing that happen. That is why when some people follow us so much, we tell them, see, find a way. If it's sharing of the videos, keep doing it. If it's inviting your friends, invite them. If it is supporting, you can do it, support. So that one way or the other, you are connected to that grace. Every month, I rush to my spiritual father's place. I try as much as possible to help in whatever thing they're doing, but I still find a way to support something. I say, I'm giving this. No matter how small, take this. Sometimes I go to my grandfather, my spiritual grandfather, Daddy Umarbai. I live here, travel all the way from Accra to Akwaibom, 4 hours drive. I drive there with my wife, and we go to the altar. We say, we are dropping this. We are connected. Stay from here. I have the account number of Daddy Aaron Mosai, Daddy Joshua Selman, and so many great men of God, Daddy E. Adeboye, and I just transfer money because I can't go there because it's very far. Because from here to Zara is about 12 hours, so it's so far. So I just transfer something to them. I say, I'm connected to these people. And all of a sudden, while you're in my ministry, you start seeing those graces because these are my mentors. I'm not just calling them my mentors. However way they want it, a part of me is helping the ministry. And that is why I share their program, their videos on my timeline. Whenever any of the messages is so powerful, I post on my timeline because I'm also a living epistle. I have to. These are my mentors. So I work. Some people will say, I don't want your video to be on my. God bless you, Divine Grace. Is it necessary to recognize with your mentors? Yes. If you have the chance and the ability to recognize with your mentors, do it. Very fine. Very fine, I'm telling you. Because when you meet them, they know you, they carry you at heart as well. If you have the opportunity to even have their numbers, have them. And don't ever neglect the anointing any man of God carries. Don't ever look down on any anointing any man of God carries. Be it your younger brother, or your elder brother, or your friend. The moment you neglect the anointing that man of God carries, that anointing stops protecting and helping you. Not because the anointing does not want to help you, but because you have reduced. What you don't value, you can't attract. So the anointing you value is the anointing you attract. Everyone is getting blessed. So if you value my anointing works for you. Sometimes I test if you believe before the 7 days end, you'll be blessed. So people take it casual. But I receive testimonies from people that believe that thing and they say amen. And that weekend, they are testifying. It is not just something that we just write just so that we get you to say amen. No. Before I post anything on the timeline, before we post anything on the timeline, we mean it. We are prayed about it. Most of them are revelational knowledge from God. God will say this to them. Somebody will be blessed. We'll say it to them. Sometimes the Lord will say, make 1 minute video and upload and someone will be blessed. We'll make 1 minute video and upload and someone will be blessed. Right now, if you are sick and you are listening to me, you can't be sick and you are listening. You are under this anointing atmosphere. You can't be sick. It's not possible. Even if you want to be sick, you can't even be sick. Why? How can you be sick when the word of God is being preached? When something that has the reality and the supernatural frequency is flowing through you right now? God bless you, Chinaza. Bless you, Chinaza. Marado sokote ka era rena zubere da barado sokoto eyekete karana zudobere nemashate yegude karana gadege debo zudobe erenana sute karate pete. So is someone really getting blessed? Someone getting blessed? Jesus, I have to go. And so these things are important. So identify with your mentors if you can. If you cannot, follow them, contact them, find a way to support them, and keep following them. Esther Orekoya, God bless you. That is an awesome. You can chat us up. Chat me up, and we can talk further. Thank you. It's good. Thank you for loving the ministry. God bless you. We are happy. We love you too as well. I want to be a blessing to everyone that is watching. So thank you very much. So these things are important. They are important. Very and highly important. And wait till the day I teach you how anointing works. The day I'm going to teach you about anointing. Oh my God. I'm going to open you up to dimensions of anointing, kinds of anointing, and how to operate in anointing, and how to operate in spiritual gifts. So these things are important. These things are important. Any question, can I take maybe 2 or 3 questions? You have a question you want to ask concerning the topic of mentorship so that I can just clarify. This is just an introduction. This introduction can't take up to 1 hour, sir. Wow, a 1 hour introduction. Even though it's in a marriage introduction. So let us see. If you have a question, you can ask two questions. I'll just answer the two questions and we'll call it a day. There's someone I have a prophet for. I don't think she's online anymore. I can't remember. Is it sure somebody, sure something? So any question you have, you have a question you want to ask. Question. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, no question. All right, no question. Then let's so no question. So okay, all right, it's fine. I pray for every one of you wherever you're watching from. Okay, yeah, Chizoma Cheke, I pray for you, Chizoma Cheke. There's something important I want God. There's a gift I want to give to you. I pray for you today. I pray for you, Chizoma Cheke. I see God opening. I give you a gift of financial favor. Henceforth, I'm seeing God opening a door of financial favor upon you. I'm seeing an unusual grace that is going to come upon you. You start noticing favor all around you now. You start being like a magnet. I place my right hand on your head. And I say, Father, give her an unusual grace. You spoke to me that you want to give her an unusual grace. I prophesy that unusual grace in her life. Wherever she goes, Father, unusual grace will follow her. In Jesus' name. It is done. Amen. Is it right to correct a mentor when he's going astray? It depends on how you... A mentor is one that actually knows more than you know. But then again, human beings make mistakes. But it depends on what you mean going astray. If your mentor is going astray, you can pray for that mentor. Sometimes it depends on the... A mentor, you must have a friendship, a relationship with your mentor. Not sexual relationship or just... I beg you, an understanding relationship with your mentor. So, your mentor is a friend and also your mentor. So, you can as well, I think, in a polite way, you can correct your mentor in a polite way. So, once you do that, you are safe now. Please, can I have a mentor in a far distance and still learn from the person? Yes, divine grace. Yes, you can have a mentor. I just told you about books that I'm reading. I've not seen Joshua Selman with my eye, but I've encountered Joshua Selman in the realm of the spirit severally. And he has impacted me severally in the spirit. I've been impacted by so many great men of God, several that I've not seen. And Kenny Hagin, I've not seen Kenny Hagin, but I've read so many of his books, and he has impacted me mightily. So you can have a mentor from a far distance, very far distance, it's possible. Just have a phone number, talk with the person, listen to the audios, and know what he's teaching. It's offending when you meet your mentor, you ask him a question of what he has already taught. It feels like you're not following up. So that is it. Can you call someone you are following his teaching, but late? Can you call someone, after sex, can you call someone you are following his teaching, but late, a mentor? Yes. If you're following someone's teaching and the person is late, he's still a mentor, yes. In a hugging. He's no longer with us. He has gone to be with the Lord. But he's still my mentor. He's your mentor. So it's fine. You can do that. I don't have a question. Just thank God for your life. Thank you. Thank you, faith man. Thank you. Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, sir. God bless every one of you wherever you're watching from. In the name of Gabriel, I want to release a blessing for you, Gabriel. Gabriel, I prophesy to your life that there will be a double blessing coming your way. I'm seeing it from now to next month. There's going to be a double blessing coming your way. God is going to open a door for you. I don't know what that door is, but I see a joyful door being opened in the spirit for you, Gabriel. It is done in the name of Jesus. It is done in the name of Jesus. I prophesy to everyone. Listen now, personalize this prophecy. It's a prophecy from me to you, not to all everybody, but I'm saying it to everybody, but is a prophecy from me to you listening right now. I prophesy that from now to the next 14 days to 21 days, God will cause something that will put joy in your heart and in your face in the name of Jesus. I open doors of ancient blessings that have been locked up in your life. I open those doors and I say, let it flow like river in your life in the name of Jesus. Bareka taketeke, erenozo berra da karekata, yete eta kete, karuko kotoko seteka, erenama sheta kareda, erenuno mozebe redaga zege runanamashe, erenana zeberadu shete. It is settled in Jesus' name. Dear Francis says, is it right when your mentor asks you to stop listening to other people's message that is not good? Now, if a mentor asks you to stop listening to someone's message, why is he asking you to stop? If the message is demonic, then it's a good thing. But if the message is a message that glorifies God, and it's a good message, then that mentor is being selfish. He's trying for you not to know certain things that he knows. So, it's not wise. In fact, I advise people to listen to so many people, but I can advise you to listen to men of God that I know that their messages have blessed me. There's some men of God I can recommend to you to listen to their messages. I know that their messages, I believe that their messages are from God. So, but I can't tell. So you just have to find out why is it telling you not to listen to that message. So it's important. God bless you, Gabriel. It's good. We'll be expecting you, God, Gabriel. We'll be expecting you, Gabriel. Yeah, cheese on my check. I'm giving you the prophecy already. God bless you all. In the name of Jesus, you are lifted and highly favored. I love you all. Shalom.